I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Something happened in Japan today that we haven't seen much of since the nuclear crisis began in the aftermath of the quake and tsunami there 5 weeks ago. An anti-nuclear protest in Tokyo. It wasn't very big, but it reflected an undercurrent of anger beneath what's largely been a muted response to the crisis from most Japanese. The World's environment editor, Peter Thompson, joins us now. Peter, what went on at this protest today?
Well, Marco, it took place outside the offices of Tokyo Electric Power, which owns the Fukushima plant. Like you said, it was small, maybe 150 people, but they were vocal, of course. They're shouting, "We don't want nuclear power anymore." That's a tall order in the short term because Japan gets roughly a third of its electricity from nuclear power, but protesters say they believe it is possible. This woman is saying, "We can do it. We can maintain our lives without nuclear power." But Marco, some of the protesters had a much more immediate complaint today. The Japanese government has ordered TEPCO, Tokyo Electric Power, to pay compensation to about 50,000 households who've been directly affected by the disaster. They've been told to pay these victims ¥1 million each, which is about $12,000, and protesters say that's way too little for people who lost their jobs and their homes. TEPCO did make it clear that this was just an initial payment, but of course no one can say for sure whether there'll be more.
Peter, what's actually going on at the plant right now? It seems from the reporting anyway that the situation is a little less critical than we've seen.
Yeah, it's a little less critical in that workers have more or less managed to stabilize things at the plant over the last couple of weeks. There haven't been any big new releases of radiation or other surprises, and radiation levels around the plant have generally dropped a lot. But the basic functions of full power and cooling at the plant still haven't been restored. They're still struggling to deal with huge amounts of highly radioactive water on site. And, of course, those two problems are linked because until they can pump out that radioactive water, they can't really get a lot of the systems that they need up and running to really stabilize things. And they're still seeing some unexplained spikes in temperature and radiation at the plant. One of those this week in particular led some observers to speculate that spent fuel rods in one of the cooling pools had gone critical again sometime in the last few weeks, which would be a really disturbing development. Officials say that didn't happen, but they haven't really been able to fully explain what did happen.
We also heard today that 28 workers at the plant, Peter, have so far received extremely high doses of radiation since the crisis began. Is that new?
Well, it's been accumulating over the 5 weeks they've been working there. They all received more than 100 millisieverts of total radiation. That's the main measurement that scientists use for radiation exposure. 100 millisieverts is what an average worker at a nuclear plant would receive over 5 years. These workers have gotten that in just 5 weeks. There's no word about whether those 28 workers have been pulled off the emergency operation, but soon after the crisis began, the Japanese government did raise the acceptable total exposure level for emergency workers in Japan from 100 millisieverts to 250 millisieverts. So it's probably safe to assume that at least some of these workers are still on the job.
Now, one very significant piece of news this week is that the Japanese government raised the level of the Fukushima crisis from a 5 to a 7. That's the highest level. Why?
Well, what they did was they took a fresh look at the total amount of radiation released so far and calculated it on the International Nuclear and Radiological Event Scale, which was put together by the International Atomic Energy Agency, and decided that it was not a 5, which is roughly akin to what happened at Three Mile Island, but a 7, top of the list, and roughly akin to what happened at Chernobyl. But at the same time, they said actually that the amount of radiation released in Fukushima is only about a tenth of what was released at Chernobyl. So it's a pretty confusing picture they've left us with.
The World's environment editor, Peter Thompson, thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.